Tom, to you and the team, this is one of the best accountability reports I've ever seen in business or in academics. And you continue to do it with the same transparency, the same openness, and the same detail, which I want to give you credit. I think this is best in class.
That is Grand Valley State Board Trustee John Russell speaking to Grand Valley State University President Thomas Haas at the Board of Trustees meeting. President Haas presented the board with his 11th annual accountability report, highlighting a number of successes the university has achieved in the past year. Speaking with President Haas after the meeting, he said one of the areas he was most proud of was not only the university's ability to provide students with relevant degrees, but that graduates more and more are choosing to stay in Michigan when they enter the workforce.
We have now 86% of our recent graduates who are employed right here in Michigan. They're getting high paid jobs, and we also ensure that there's some connectivity with our business community and our not-for-profit community with internships and co-op programs and the like. So it's a very, very nice tapestry that we are really trying to develop here to support the region and the talent needs.
Haas also noted that while enrollment is down at other area colleges, Grand Valley State University's enrollment had 4,000 freshmen enroll for the sixth straight year, coupled with a record number of students of color.
Much of it really is word of mouth in addition to marketing. We see well over a third of our students come from Southeast. We have a great population right here in the Southwest, but now we're attracting great students from Illinois and from Indiana and Ohio. So what we're doing is getting the word out that we are a place that you want to invest in. So I think it's a combination of that relevancy and the value proposition.
Grand Valley has now the third highest enrollment in the state of Michigan, trailing only behind the University of Michigan and Michigan State. Daniel Booth, WGVU News.